Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's 6:35. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. That's Omer Adam, HaChaverot Shelach. Just I see that good luck message, and that goes out to Gavi Leibovitz. Gavi Leibovitz is running on Sunday. He's running the Comrades. It's such an amazing achievement. Listen, I've got two left feet, and now I've got a sore knee and childhood asthma. So there's no ways I'm ever doing anything like this. But I think it's kind of mad. I think even Comrades runners know that it's mad. You know, that's the one thing that I do like about it, because normally with runners, they can't see some of their own lunacy. They think that the world that they live in is completely normal. You know, they hover somewhere between, bio and Strava. That's where runners live. Like they hover in that space. So, but I think even they recognize that the Comrades Marathon is a just completely, completely mad. Either way, it's happening on Sunday. Lots and lots of people running. If you want to share their names, please send them to me on 061-895-1019, because I think it's an incredible, incredible thing to attempt. All right, we need to try and figure out what on earth is going on here. We spoke a little bit earlier to Joel Pollack. He tells us to simmer down. Then I'm getting myself way too hysterical about this. And that it isn't a divorce and it's not our fault. He didn't really say that. He actually didn't say that at all. But either way, he said the impact will not be significant at all. That is that perspective. Shaul Ben Ephraim, who is a fan of neither of the gentlemen, which is why I would like to hear his view on it as well, might have a different view. Shaul Ben Ephraim, good morning. First of all, are you getting too much enjoyment out of this? Because we're going to judge you unfavorably if you are.
I am getting way too much enjoyment out of this. I need a win in life.
Exactly. Take them
badly.
Take them where you find them.
Exactly. The Knicks are out of the playoffs.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Israel's falling apart. But at least I've got this. But
okay.
I do like Joel, and I respect his opinion, but I always disagree with him. So
sure.
I will disagree with him once again. I think this is a very big deal.
Okay.
I think this is a very big deal. And the reason is because Joel is a very nice guy and very rational. And he's very unlike these two. And he doesn't understand them. I'm a lot more like them. And anyone who's seen me on Twitter knows
I sometimes do that. I look at your tweets and I think, oh, please, Charles, I hope people aren't going to take you seriously, because you're a lunatic again today.
Sometimes.
With the greatest of love. Exactly, sometimes. Mostly, I love your stuff, but every now and then, you write something that just has me wondering. But either way,
yes. You and everyone else.
Right.
Yeah, so I understand Elon and Trump a lot better than Joel does, because, you know, their tempers get them. And I don't think this would happen unless they're just ready to completely bust up the partnership. Now, a few days ago, I already would have told you the partnership between them is over.
Hmm.
That was clear.
Yes.
But I wouldn't have expected such a violent fallout as the one we saw now. Now, we need to keep in mind that Elon, not to put too fine a point on it, seems to have some sort of problem, possibly with substances. Don't sue me, Elon.
Mm-hmm.
He's very impulsive. He's not completely in control. And that showed today for sure.
Well, it definitely seemed as though he was the much less rational player here.
Yeah, you know, Trump is very subdued, relatively, isn't he?
I was amazed. I was really impressed yesterday, for you yesterday, earlier in the day, where he seemed to be trying to keep it at a very reasonable level.
Well, don't be too impressed, because the reason, in my opinion, the reason Trump is acting this way is because Trump's a bully, and Trump likes to go after those that are weaker than him.
Right.
And Musk is not weaker than him. Musk, in many ways, is stronger than the president of the United States. In other ways, not, right? There's a lot of ways that Trump can hurt him. And Trump, what Trump did was like, back off. There's one way I can really hurt you. I can cancel those contracts.
Right.
He said that.
Yes.
But then there's, but he didn't say do it. He said he could do it.
Right.
And Trump, you know, and Elon also has his ways of hurting Trump. I think when Elon, if Elon backs the other side or sits out the midterms, that could really hurt the Republicans. He might even switch sides in order to annoy Trump. And the Democrats, I think, would welcome his money, not necessarily him, but
well, I'm quite interested in that, because he went from being a free speech activist, he certainly wasn't a in-the-box Republican at all, Elon Musk. I wonder where his political journey is now going to take him.
Yeah, political journey is an interesting way of putting it. Yeah, he was a Democrat.
Yes.
He has all these tweets that today seem very embarrassing about LGBTQ rights. And he was like a normie Democrat.
Yes.
Very mainstream, very establishment, but a Democrat nonetheless. And then now he's becoming a fiscal conservative. I mean, assuming we can actually have a coherent ideology here, right?
Right.
But what he's doing right now is very fiscal conservative. More than anything else, it reminds me of the Tea Party era of the Republican Party. We're going to be tough on spending and all that. Very old school, very 20 years ago, very not Trump. And so that's where he's going right now, assuming there's any ideological coherence. Now, he's made some – Elon has been pretty consistent about some of his political opinions, like being anti-immigration, for example – to the verge of, you know, almost white supremacy, assuming how you interpret a certain hand gesture and other things. But, you know, he supports the AfD in Germany, which are basically, you know, crypto Nazis. He's taken some very right wing positions. So for him to go back Democrat, you know, he might be able to fund Democrats to annoy Trump. But I don't know if he could ever be accepted as a Democrat. Again, I don't know if he'd ever try that. Probably a better path for him, probably what he's thinking, is to be more of a maverick, to take this position, that position, put your finger on the scale on various policies. The marriage to Trump, I think on a psychological level, Elon found to be too limiting. He never was truly MAGA. He doesn't like being the beta in the relationship, which he kind of was becoming.
Yes.
I think he finds this liberating on a psychological level.
That is interesting. That is where we leave it. Before I let you go, how do you think it plays out?
I think this is a massive divorce. Right now, this is good for Trump. Trump is going to be able to pass his budget. I heard all the Republicans are saying he went a bridge too far. And so on and so forth. But no, they're not mending the fence. And my guess is it's probably going to end up with Musk's contracts being canceled.
Well, let's see what happens. Shail Ben-Ephraim, thank you as always. Host of the History of the Land of Israel podcast and Israel Explained YouTube channel. It is 6:44. Give me your thoughts on 0618951019. Avigail says, good morning, Howard. Good luck to my daughter, Toni, running her 32nd or 33rd Comrades. I'm afraid I've lost count. Avigail, what did you do to make your daughter run 32 or 33 Comrades? Yeah, you want to think about that. It's 6:44.